Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply Glory.
Good evening. Thank you for listening to tonight. Tonight indeed is a special program. We don't often release our platform to any old speaker, but there are times I'm impressed by the Holy Spirit to highlight ministers who have impressed on me revelation, knowledge, and truth that far surpasses the average. So tonight you're going to be blessed with the high honor to listen to the late apostle Betty Poindexter People, who many people know was my former pastor. She went to be with the Lord, and it was a special anointing and grace placed upon me while I was under her ministry to enter into the world of teaching the gospel. And then not only that, it was also impressed upon me after she went to be with the Lord to continue to uplift her legacy and to communicate to the world the messages that many have not heard. She was an awesome, systematic theologian, far ahead of her time, one of the historians of our day, and one of the great orators of the gospel. I want you to listen to her carefully as she instructs us on how to have wisdom in the midst of these times and how the church has to be the church all the way. You're going to be blessed, and she's an encouraging and uplifting instructor, now teaching in the heavenlies, but we delight to give you the honor and privilege to be able to listen to such a great woman of God. Also, there's many things going on in the world, but I want you to maintain your steadfastness to the things of God. We're living in a time where the church is compromising its core values, and one of our core values is to withstand ourselves from anything that would alter our state of conversion and our commitment to the things of God. So I want to encourage you, those of you who may be listening, not to participate in Halloween activities. It's not biblical. It is something that was enacted. Really, it kind of formed out of churches' ritualistic customs that go way back in ancient history. But recently, it has been modified to cultural fads that have taken away the purity of the gospel, and we don't participate in things like that. And I want to encourage you as a church member, as a believer, as a Christian, not to involve yourself in any form of celebration toward Halloween. So please stand by us and be in agreement that God will be glorified not only in this program, but throughout the programs that are coming, because what we're seeing and hearing now is that there needs to be a voice that cries out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And it's going to be the body of Christ being the church all the way and not compromising its core conviction with the world. Well, I know you're going to be blessed tonight. I can't wait for you to listen to Dr. Betty Poindexter People. She's truly going to give you a word that is going to encourage you and uplift you. And then after that, please take note of the announcements and the other things that are going to take place in the program. Thank you for listening to tonight. Let somebody know that Dr. Betty will be on briefly. Call them and look online, and you'll be able to listen in as the woman of God proclaims the word of God tonight. Be blessed and live long and prosper.
One who regardeth the word of God as precious, not realizing her precious state, committed to a work that some would not dare attempt to endure, lead, or pastor, weakly pronouncing peace over congregants that cling to her every word in the city of praise. A place of strength, she steadfastly performed the work of ministry. Loving her family, immediate, extended, adopted, and grafted, she cared for us all, even those who after some time saw to her seeming demise. The lies can never erase the legacy and the grace that still reigns in the hearts of many across the world. Somebody rob back and shout hallelujah to a preaching woman whose message was a blend of fire meets intelligent delivery. Explosive transformation manifested every week through undeniable exegesis of revelation knowledge, with culturally diverse terminology like emoji and tiluating, and life-changing principles like joy is an inward stability, fortified by the Holy Ghost that He's already worked it out. She reflected the life of ministry. A woman of virtue who perpetually raised the banner of the name Lord Jesus. We give due honor, for such a one is worthy of all that's due and double for generations to come to ensure the continual legacy of the life and ministry of Apostle Ben P. Peace.
Well, we'll continue to celebrate the legacy of Apostle Betty P. Peoples. As you know, she was my last pastor. And I started last week beginning to tell you about memories of events. I actually first met her when I was around 7 or 8 years old, going to conferences at her church. I believe they called it Praise Fest. And then as I got older, I remember that, and I told you a little bit about that, and I think I left off right then and there. Well, I met... my mother had some co-workers that attended the church, and she met the assistant pastor at that time, which is Dr. Betty's son, James Peoples Jr., and he invited my mother to come to the conferences, and we did. We came to the Praise Fest every year, and then we also attended the groundbreaking ceremony when they entered into the City of Praise. So we were there for very many, and sort of things as a young child. But when I got of age and I got offended by church, I decided to wait until God gave me clear instructions to go to a church. Now, I was living at that time in Virginia, and the Lord had said to me when I was coming home from Tyson's, coming home from work, a long ride home in Virginia, he said, go see Dr. Bennett. So going to that church was a direct directive of the Lord. I had not heard on the radio in a number of years. I had not heard anything about the church. All I knew was that they blew whistles because she had taught a series called Jubilee some years prior to me attending the church. So when I heard from that, I was like, Lord, what about Apostle? And he said, go see her. So I went. And very reluctant because I had been hurt by the church, very reluctant to get back involved in the church scene. But when I went there, she preached a particular message called Entering into the Promised Land. And we had went there for the services, enjoyed the word of God and the manifestation of the Spirit. When she would hit the stage, it seemed like the whole element of the room would begin to align to the prophetic voice that would come from the pulpit. She had a frail body, having many health challenges, but she preached the word fearlessly and uncompromisingly. And one particular message she had preached, she said, today you will be in your promised land, as a prophetic declaration. And something surged from the pulpit all the way to, I believe, my section. And I jumped up under the unction of the Holy Spirit, which I'm not that type of person. I'm not real reactive to the move of the Spirit as I was that night. That Sunday morning, and Selena said that I tipped over to the side like a teacup, that I looked like a teacup. If I had went any further, I would have fell out on the floor, but the Holy Spirit, it felt like it hit me, surged me, and that day, we on our way back from the service, I was believing God for my first place. And I had drove by this place maybe 20, 30 times, and I always looked at it and said, I would love to stay there. I would like to stay in this little place. It's quaint, a good first place. And so happened to be when I drove by this time, after that service the same day, the lady had, there was no for sale sign out. She had put out a for sale sign or for rent sign. And she was looking for a person. So we talked that day. And I received the keys to the place, got recommendation and credit verification through my employer, who was available on that Sunday afternoon. And I got the keys to my first place as a result of the prophetic word that was declared that I would be in a promised land. And it was an area which I liked. I loved the place. It was a little small place, but it was an act of God. And from there, a journey began. It was prophetic declarations that she would minister under such a strong apostolic anointing. And I tell you, if she said, yea, yea, saith God, it came to pass. I had a very unique experience under that ministry because the love of God was restored and the grace and all the offenses that that the church world had put on me, if you will. had dissolved in the presence of the Lord, and that's what I would go and experience for some 5 or 7 years after that particular period of time. And so there were often times where personally I would meet her in the parking lot by a car, and or she would talk to me after service. And one of the things I liked about her in particular was no matter how busy she was and how many people pressed for her attention, if I stood a certain place and got her attention the correct way, she would tell me to come up, and we would have a conversation, me and her, and she would have people, of course, you know, she had a lot of security around because there's a lot of people, of course, trying to press for her attention. But whenever me and her spoke, she would tell everyone to go over away, and we would have personal conversations. She would pray for me. She would speak some things to me that has revolutionized my life. And despite all of the large and the grandness of the church, which she rightfully created and rightfully, you know, some people say they have 30,000, 50,000, you know, 15,000-seat sanctuaries, and they only got a 5,000-seat sanctuary. They would have to have 6 services to have 30,000 members, but they only have 3 at different locations, and they're not even full, but I'm not going to go there. But, you know, in the mega madness, there was a woman of God who transformed the city of Prince George's County and also the District of Columbia, the first African-American female senior pastor teaching the Word of God on the radio in that area, period. The first, the largest church owned and ran by a female executive as the senior pastor and CEO of the Jericho City of Praise. She was not only a great pastor that had great numbers and potentials, but she also had a way of connecting with people throughout the congregation that were committed to the causes of Christ, that you felt that personal touch in a room of 10,000. And I know personally of the times where me and her had great dialogues and conversations that literally transformed my life. I remember her prophesying. There's one prophecy that we're waiting to manifest. I think most of the prophecies that she's declared to me, with the exception of 2, I take that back, 2, are in, and they're in the works. You know, so I am the better for Dr. Betty. Dr. Betty also approved when I got ordained in the Church of God in Christ. She approved it when I was going to seek for my graduate in Bible school. I needed credits. She personally signed the information, and it was a blessing. She was a great leader, and there was a lot of things that she didn't have to do that she did for people that people don't even know about, and it was a great opportunity to experience someone that was so authentic and so anointed, but also very approachable. And her class of teaching and causing the perpetual use of the Word of God through printed material was something that I believe the church needs to take note of today. She outlined every message. You could read her messages and know exactly where she was going, whether you had your Bible or not. Her notes had the scriptures in them, so you can refer back to the scriptures and go and preach. You would tell us to go and preach those messages which the Lord had given, because she was the spiritual stenographer in her claims. And so she only wrote what thus saith the Lord. So, and if you were there, you would know that because of the amount of demonstrations in the spirit, verse supernaturally, and also when people would come to rededicate their lives and come to the altar for prayer, things like that. There was times if she heard the number in the spirit, though, and it was nothing under 14, that I know. It was always 14, 21, 37, 26 people. But whoever it was, and only Jericho members would know that, so they would be laughing at that particular point. But anyone that knows her know that those numbers would manifest supernaturally when she would call people to come to the throne of grace. So there's many things I can tell you. There's not enough time in 1 month to convey some of the things. And we're working on getting new material each month to do some things in honor. So I thank you for the opportunity. Tonight we have another special treat. One of the elders from the City of Praise is going to be giving a special tribute to Mom, celebrating and commemorating not only her transition and her birth month, but also her this month pastor's appreciation. So I want you to receive Elder Barbara Jackson as she comes and shares a special tribute on behalf of Apostle Betty Poindexter Peoples. Thank you for listening. God bless you. There's a lot more on the broadcast. Let someone know that you're listening to Urban Glory Radio. God bless you. And here's Reverend Barbara.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Elder Barbara Jackson. I do a tribute unto my apostle, my late apostle, Apostle Betty T. Peeble. It's amazing that it's already been 3 years since she's left us, and we still miss her. So she's the most powerful, anointed apostle of all time. She was not only the apostle, teacher and pastor, but she was Mom. And I remember there were times when I would call her Apostle in a formal setting, but when it was just me and her, I would always call her Mom. I remember the things she taught us and how she never compromised the Word of God. She was a true student of the Word. Everything she learned, she could not wait. She couldn't wait to share it with us. She was a no-nonsense preacher, and she always backed up her teachings with the Word. She is the reason why I am who I am today. She is the reason why I have a doctorate. She's the reason why I have come so far in ministry, because of the Word of God that she packed inside of us every Sunday. And because of the Word and because of being at Jericho City of Praise with her, I was one of the first persons in my family to buy a new car, and I was the first one to have a home, to own a home. And I attribute all of this to God and to my awesome teacher, Betty T. Peebles, Apostle Betty T. Peebles. Because she taught us that God wanted us to have the best, she always said, God wants you to have the best. She would always quote, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And there were other scriptures that she shared with us, but she backed everything she said up with the Word. And she taught us that we are somebody. She developed a confession for us to put in our spirits and speak them out of our mouths. Those confessions are still being quoted every Sunday at City of Praise Ministries, just the same way they were when she was here with us. So I can go on and on about her, but I've been with this ministry since 1982, and I'm still with her son, Bishop Joel Peebles, and enjoying the ride. Amen. I miss her every day. I think about her and miss her. And I miss the teaching. I miss her presence. And I just thank God for her. I just wanted to share that with whoever's willing to listen and to have a tribute to this great woman of God who affected my life so powerfully, and still does affect my life, because there were things she put in my spirit through her teaching that catapulted me to another level in the spirit and in ministry. So I thank God for her, and I thank God for all of you who are listening tonight, and I just give God the praise every day for my great apostle, Betty T. Peebles, my mom. God bless you. and may heaven shine upon you, and may God keep his hand upon you and give you peace. I wish, he says, I wish above all things that you would prosper and be in health, that you would prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And there were other scriptures that she shared with us, but she backed everything she said up with the word. She taught us that we are somebody. She developed a confession for us to put in our spirits and speak them out of our mouths. Those confessions are still being quoted every Sunday at City of Praise Ministries, just the same way they were when she was here with us. So I can go on and on about her, but I've been in, with this ministry since 1982, and I'm still with her son, Bishop Joel P., and enjoying the ride. Amen. I miss her every day. I think about her and miss her. And I miss the teaching. I miss her presence.
Urban Glory Radio listeners, this is Selena Olivia, and I am delighted. We're delighted that you've been listening this entire month as we have celebrated the legacy of the life and ministry of the late Apostle Betty Poindexter Peoples. We are concluding in this episode, this broadcast tonight, the celebration of her life and ministry. And stay tuned. So stay tuned as we feature this next excerpt of Apostle Betty Peoples. She gives an amazing prayer. And also, her music along with her husband. So enjoy, be blessed, and be ministered to by our little apostle. Urban Glory Radio listeners, this is Selena Olivia, and I am delighted, we are delighted that you've been listening to tonight, the celebration of her life and ministry, and
cast all of your care on the Lord, because everything, you know, there's a scripture which says, his angels go before you and prepare the way for you. Hallelujah. Let's talk to our Father. You know, I was talking to a minister this week, and we were just talking about why is it that Christians go through things, and we realize that the Word of God says many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers us out of them all. We're just talking about it. He looked at me, he says, Mom, the righteous do experience sometimes afflictions. He says, it's all because God wants you to be his showcase. He wants to show the world that shown up, one man plus God is the majority. He wants to show the world that they that be with us are more than they that be with them. He wants to show the world that shown up, we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, who strengthens us. And when you come to that realization, then you will really rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice, because you reckon that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the joy that God is getting ready to reveal in our lives. When you pass that and you pass your loins and gird your loins with truth, then come what may, you're able to stay. God told me to tell somebody that.
seat is at today. Sometimes in life, you need that blessed assurance that everything your name. We thank you for that word from Zion today. That regardless of how the circumstances and the situations of the look, everything's going to be all right. And oh, Father God, we know that we can count on your word because not only are you Alpha, but you're Omega. So you've already been to the end. And you've already worked it out on our behalf. And we want to thank you for all you have been, all you are, and all you're going to be in our lives, in the name, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, in the name, Lord Jesus, here we are before you. Search our hearts, our thoughts, our minds, and our intents. If there's anything displeasing in your sight, ask your forgiveness. Because, oh, Father God, I believe our voice, the epitome of everybody here, that we want to align our lives with your desire for our lives, in the name, Lord Jesus. We want to go down from this place if not our hearts burn while you talk with us, by the way, in the name of Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask for a triple anointing today. Oh, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus, rain down, pour down, flood about. Oh, Father God, with your word in the name of Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, let us feel your presence. Because we know in your presence there's joy and peace, fullness of joy forevermore in the name of Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, bring us together as that one body in Christ. But Father God, you told us to put you in remembrance of your word. Your word assures us that when it, your word comes forth, peace of God comes forth. The task is all under us. The fullness of joy comes forth. Oh, Father God, deliverance comes forth. Healing comes forth. And whatever we stood in need of is being poured down immeasurably upon each of us in the name of Lord Jesus. Now, Father God, we lift our hands in receipt of these blessings unto this earth realm as we ask and receive these blessings in the name that's authoritative in heaven, earth, and underneath the earth. The name Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Be touching. She touched me. And oh, sure. That flood, my soul. I don't know about you, but I can tell you my experience immediately something.
And we believe that the best is yet to come. This ministry has purpose to launch several things to keep her voice and the messages of her entire family in the continuum of time, not forgetting the things taught us by the men and women of God who were appointed to lead the people of God into the plans of God so that the kingdom of God could be established on earth as it is in heaven. So God bless you. Enjoy your evening. Tell someone about the broadcast. Download it for us. We're looking for over 1,000 downloads of this month. Pick anyone this month of Dr. Betty preaching the Word of God. She goes through the entire New Testament from last week's lesson. She prays a powerful prayer tonight. And, of course, she has the wisdom confession, one of my favorite confessions of all time. The second confession that she penned. I'm sure she can pen some other ones, but that's one of the most powerful confessions I've ever heard in my life, the wisdom confession. And we're going to try to get that on a card and just make that available for people. We also have some PDFs of her Bible chronology class if you want to hear her word for word written in PDF of her teaching on biblical chronology. We'll have that available via email, and you can request a copy of that by writing that. So thank you for listening to the broadcast tonight. We have much more coming in the future years for Apostle Betty Peoples, so the best is yet to come, and you haven't seen nothing yet. Thank you for listening to Urban Glory Radio. God bless you, and good night.